Hi, and thanks for joining us here at Rose Quartz Mediumship Podcast, where we simply adore anything and everything healing and metaphysically based. I want to talk about an interesting situation that I had earlier this year. I was on vacation with my family, and there was an event that happened that was scary. Sometimes when we are in a scary scenario, we actually have to override the responses that want to come out of our body. And this was one of those scenarios where I needed to be in complete control. I needed to be calm. I needed to be grounded. And I needed to be in control. And so the event that happened was scary. But instead of doing what my body wanted to do, which was run away and hide and get away from the scenario, I actually had to lean into the scenario, and I had to be in control, and I had to be calm, and I had to be grounded. And later that night, we were in a hotel room, and so it was a different sleeping environment than I was used to sleeping in. And I'd fallen asleep and then woken up. And the fear from that day's event was still in my nervous system. And I had this big fear-based scenario that didn't match the reality of the situation that I was in. So I was literally laying in a bed, feeling scared that if I rolled over, that I would fall out of the bed. Now, first of all, if I had fallen out of the bed, it wouldn't have been a big deal. The floor was only 2 feet away. But I was paralyzed, absolutely paralyzed in fear. And my husband was like, just roll over, come this way. And I couldn't figure out where I was because I was in a hotel room. I was sleeping on the wrong side of the bed. And I literally couldn't figure out which way to roll. And so I'm half asleep and half awake, and there is a massive amount of fear in my body. I wasn't actually responding to the scenario that was right in front of me. I wasn't responding to rolling and almost rolling out of bed. What I was responding to was the fear from the event that had happened earlier that day. And in the moment, I was able to recognize this response does not match my current reality. The amount of fear that I'm feeling about falling out of bed doesn't match. It's not the here and now. That's not what I'm responding to. What my body and what my nervous system were responding to was from the event earlier that day. And so in the moment, I was able to recognize what was really happening for me. And so I allowed myself to have this big fear response and to do what I needed to do earlier that day. I was able to ask for help. I was able to say to my husband, help me figure out which direction to go. Because earlier that day, I couldn't ask for that. I had to be in control. I had to make the decisions. I had to be the one who stayed calm and grounded. And I did. And earlier that day, I was able to do everything that I needed to do. But it didn't mean that I didn't have all of the sensations of fear. And so I allowed my body to do exactly what it wanted to do. It wanted to shake. And I wanted to cry. And it didn't match the scenario that I was in. It was really not a big deal, even if I had fallen out of bed. But I allowed myself to feel the full depth of the fear from earlier that day. And I allowed myself not to be in control. I allowed myself to have the response that my body wanted to have earlier that day. And in doing that, in allowing myself to go through the process that my body wanted to go through earlier that day. I wanted somebody else to step in. I wanted somebody else to make the decision. I wanted somebody else to be in control. And that was not an option. But it was that night. And so I allowed my husband to lead. I allowed him to say to me, "Roll this way, honey." And I allowed myself to have the full fear response. And I told him what was happening, and he knew. And he was able to be with me in that fear, even though it wasn't matching the current reality. And the gift that he gave me and that I gave me was that I allowed that fear to leave my body. Because earlier that day, I hadn't been able to have that big fear response. I hadn't been able to ask for somebody else to be in control. I still had all of that energy stuck in my nervous system and stuck in my body. And so allowing myself to go through that process in a scenario that didn't match, and that's okay. I still was able to discharge that energy, the survival energy that was stuck in my nervous system and that was stuck in my body from earlier in the day. Because I allowed myself to go through the response and I allowed my body to do what it actually wanted to do, I was able to really discharge and release all of that survival energy that was still stuck in my system. And then my system came back into regulation. I found peace, and I found calm, and I found regulation. And I felt so grateful that I was able to recognize in the moment what was happening and allow my body and my nervous system to do exactly what it wanted to do earlier that day. Because what it did for me was it allowed that survival energy to leave my body, to leave my nervous system, and for me to come back into regulation, which I hadn't found since the event earlier that day. And so I'm telling you this story because I want you to recognize that that scenario is the same thing that happens for us when we have trauma from childhood or from earlier in our life. It doesn't matter if it was that day, 6 years ago, 20 years ago. If we still have an uncompleted process, a process that we did not get to complete, and it feels incomplete or uncompleted for us, we can complete it at any point in time. And that is the absolute power of somatics, is that it gives us the ability to complete a process that we didn't complete in the moment that we needed to complete it. And as we complete it, it gives us the ability to come into regulation. The human body is amazing. Our nervous system is amazing. And my nervous system was doing the kindest thing that it could do for me. It was a form of protection. Keeping the survival energy in my nervous system was keeping me safe. That's what my nervous system thought that it was doing for me. And so I could have so much gratitude and so much love for my nervous system and also recognize what it was doing and allow it to go through the process of completing a response that my body wanted to complete. And with the completion of that process, my nervous system found regulation again. And so just know that whether you went through something earlier that day or earlier in your life, it's never too late for you to allow your body to complete a response that it needed to complete. Your nervous system is amazing, amazing. And when you really learn how to work with it and how to be with it, it will work for you in the most beautiful ways. And so just know that even if you went through something 40 years ago, 60 years ago, it's never too late for you to complete that process and allow your body and your nervous system to discharge and release all of that survival energy to bring you back into regulation. And sometimes it's gonna look funny, right? Like I'm telling you this story and I recognize that it looks funny. Me having this enormous fear response that I was going to roll out of bed and fall on the floor doesn't match. It does not match. It's just like when we have a trigger, our response to the here and now doesn't match because we're not responding to the here and now. We're responding to an event, a lesson, a process that happened earlier. And we're just trying to complete that process. And that's what a trigger is. It's when a part of us is stuck in the past. And so we're not responding to the here and now. We're responding to something in the past. And it's one thing to have that process in a mind-based place, a cognitive cerebral place where we can recognize, right? So in the moment, I could cognitively, cerebrally recognize what was happening, that this was a trigger, that this was something from earlier, happened to be earlier that day, but from earlier. If I had just stopped that and said, well, this is what I'm doing, that's one thing to understand it cognitively, cerebrally, in a mind-based place. But if you don't allow your body to go through the process that your body wanted to go through, then that energy is not going to discharge. And that is the absolute power of understanding your nervous system. And the way that your nervous system works is that you can allow your nervous system to work for you, work with you. Obviously, it didn't make any sense for me to have a huge fear response that I was going to roll out of bed in the wrong direction because I was on the wrong side of the bed in a room that I didn't know. So if I had stopped the process, if I had said, this is ridiculous, Erin, then I never would have had this beautiful experience of allowing my body to go through the process that it needed to go through. And so one of the things that is so incredibly powerful about somatics is that you actually get to complete the process. And so I just want to invite you that when your mind recognizes something that's happening that's not in the here and now, don't override it. Allow your body to go through the response because your body keeps the score. Your body literally remembers everything. The good, the bad, and the ugly. And it will hold on to energy until your body is able to release it. Allowing my body to have this big fear response for rolling out of bed didn't cognitively or cerebrally make any sense, but it made so much sense to my body. And it was so calming and so grounding to allow my body to go through that whole process. To cry, to shake, to do all of the things that it wanted to do earlier in the day that I couldn't allow it to do because I needed to be in control. And so just recognize that there's likely energy stuck in your body when you were not able to override a response, or when you were able to override a response and you were not able to complete the response that you wanted to complete, whether it was running away or fighting, or freezing. If you were not able to complete those things, you had to override the response that was trying to come out of your nervous system, and you had to be in control, and you had to do it differently. Maybe you wanted to run away from school, but you couldn't. You had to go to school. Allow your body to complete the response. And even if it's years and years later, you are going to see a difference in your nervous system. And then you're going to see a difference in your behavior. The way that you move through the world is a result, in part, to the trauma that you have had, to the experiences that you have had in your life where you were not able to fully complete a process that needed to be completed. And those experiences change us. But only until we can complete the response. If I allowed that fear energy to stay in my body, stay in my nervous system, I would have been on high alert. I would have been constantly looking for danger because my body didn't know that it was safe. And so allowing it to complete the response allowed me to come into regulation and to feel safe. And then that regulation continued. And so I just want to invite you, when something is triggering you, when you're having a response that doesn't match the here and now, allow your body to complete the response that it wanted to complete, because it is so incredibly powerful. We really appreciate you being here with us at Rose Quartz Mediumship, and I hope that you have a beautiful morning, day, evening, or night, wherever it is that this finds you.